There you go. You never saw this movie, have you? Have you seen
it? Yes, I have.
Okay.
Sure.
Okay, yeah. Well, they're coming out with a sequel, by the way. I don't know if you know this or not. And Jane Fonda says,
right now, Dolly, Lily, and I are all intending to be in it.
They're gonna be back in the sequel. You ready for it?
Are they the stars or the semi-stars?
They're going to be a part of this. They're going to rewrite it where they are now, what they're doing. Because, you know, working changed? Things are different? Are they better? Are they worse?
With the social media, the internet, the computers, all the things that we didn't have then, you can be spied on very easily. Everything you say, everything you do, everything you write, every email you send.
And, of course, other things like...
You worked for the company. You were hired by the company. If you had problems, you went to the company. Today, a lot of the workforce is hired by an outside company and subcontracted back to Consolidated. So if there's a problem, where do you go? Who do you complain to? Who do you fight with?
Where do you go? What do you do, Craig? That's probably going to be what this movie's about. What happens there? Of course, you know, the big thing in the other movie is Dabney Coleman, right?
Dabney.
Remember Dabney. Yeah,
he was the
boss. That was the whole point of the movie. You claim you've seen this movie. They kidnap him. Don't you remember all that?
I saw it when it came out. Oh, when did it come out?
Well, I don't know. Quite a long time ago. But, you know, the sexual harassment
probably
stuff.
Sexual harassment will tend to drop because guys are scared.
Yeah, they should have been scared after they saw that movie with those three women hog-tying him up, putting him up. Whatever. 757 at WEOL. Let's see. We got Senator Sherrod Brown on the line. Good morning, Sherrod.
Are you? I'm not sure what you were just talking about, but I heard the end of it.
Well, yeah. Well, apparently the 9 to 5 movie, if you remember that with Dolly.
Yeah, and I did.
Right. They're looking maybe for a sequel with the three of the ladies returning.
And of course, Connie and I just actually, we were talking about that movie, and we think we saw it when it came out 30 years ago, and we decided to watch it again on Netflix. It's quite a movie.
Right. You don't know whether, like, what things change in the workforce?
Well, yeah, you remember. I knew so much about the movie, but I couldn't remember if I'd watched it, and so much of it we had forgotten if we had seen it. But anyway, it's like reading a book 30 years ago. Do you remember? I think I read it, but I'm not sure. But anyway, it really is a pretty up to date. I mean, the language is a little weird. It's pretty up to date, and it'd be interesting to see him do it again.
Yeah, because you know things change in the workforce, and you guys, you were standing up for workers yesterday.
Yeah.
I saw.
Yeah. Yep. Well, we're to me, this is one of the most important things I can do in the next 6 months. Maybe the most important is fix this pension system. There are 60,000 workers, pensioners in Ohio, Teamsters, mine workers, carpenters, iron workers, confectionery baker workers whose pensions could be cut 50, 60, 70, 80% if we don't fix this. And a whole lot of businesses could go out of business because they're tied into this, what's called the multi-employer pension system. And we had our only hearing outside of Washington at the State House last week. Senator Portman and I set it up. I'm a co-chair of this committee with Senator Hatch. It's something we have to do to fix this pension system. It does too much damage to workers, to retirees, to businesses, and to our economy if we don't fix it.
How long has this been in place?
Well, it's gotten worse. These pensions were fully funded as recently as 20 years ago. And then what happened 10 years ago with Wall Street and the almost collapse of our economy and Wall Street shenanigans and greed caused a lot of these pensions to lose a lot of their money. But what Washington doesn't think about, what people in Lorain County sure as hell know, is what collective bargaining is all about. It's workers sitting at the bargaining table 20, 30 years ago saying, okay, I'll give up wages today, you know, back in 1985, whatever, but I want that money set aside for my pension for economic security in the future and in a decent retirement. And that's what's been squandered. And people in Washington don't understand collective bargaining. These workers willingly gave up the money that they could have used on their kids or fixing their house or whatever, buying a new car or doing something back in the whenever they were working to have a secure retirement. And that's been robbed from them, and we have to restore that.
Well, the kids are getting training in manufacturing with those summer camps you're involved with. You got an update, or have you seen some of the stuff that they've been doing?
Yeah, I went to one of these. So we started 5 years ago, and I've told this story before, and I apologize for repeating it. Somebody at the White House said to me, you know, everybody in America wants more manufacturing, but nobody wants their kid to do it. And, you know, that I got what he meant, but manufacturing today is very different from 30, 40 years ago. And what America, a lot of Americans don't understand is it's a really good way to make a living, and kids kids can, and I think if we expose children to the idea of making things at an earlier age. So we set up these manufacturing camps. We've done about 60 of them now. They've been going for 5 years. And it's six. We invite sixth, seventh, eighth graders, some as young as a little even younger than sixth grade. And they make stuff, and they see what it's like, and they'll go to a workplace. It's a one-week day camp. We're doing them all over the state. And kids will go from Monday to Friday and their, you know, their parents drop them off. And we have local businesses really running them. I don't have the ability to run them. I can get the businesses involved, and then they've put them together in each community. But we've done a couple in Lorain County. We're going to keep doing them everywhere. I expect to do them every year. I'm in the Senate because I think we're seeing. I remember I got a call from a mother saying my daughter didn't like school, but she sure did like this camp, and she likes the idea of maybe she'll be an engineer or a welder or a carpenter or a technician someday because that's what she really thinks she likes. And she was like in the sixth grade.
I saw also that related to defense, some money is coming to the Wright-Patt National Air and Space Intelligence Center.
Yeah, I'm on the conference committee, to reconcile, if you will, the differences between a House bill and a Senate bill. There are about two dozen of us, and we had some major victories in Ohio for Ohio, from the Mansfield Air Station to Air Base to the Wright-Patterson Air Force Base, especially to Lima, to other places around the state that depend in part on our national security, on funding of our national security. So Ohio is a big state for that, and we had some good success this week. This bill will now be voted on in the House, maybe today. The House goes out of there on vacation for the next 6 weeks. The Senate works through August, and we'll probably vote on ours next week and then send it to the president.
Sounds good. Well, we appreciate your time this morning, Sheriff.
We'll do it again. Thanks folks. See ya.